What?
All right, we will. Let's take a look at some of the good stuff over here. Boy, I need some of that tea.
Hey, can I get you a cigar while we listen back to some of this over here?
Pour me some scotch.
Here's Boston Rob hitting on a girl again.
I know.
Yo, what's going on, sexy? I like the way you put together.
So,
how would I get that number?
Oh,
that's all right. That's all right.
So just a hell no right out of the
crash
gate.
Crash and burn.
Yeah. Wow.
So you're going to make your rounds.
Sorry about that, Rob.
You're Bobby Kernels.
Yeah. Score right now or?
Actually, I just moved from New Orleans.
Really? New Orleans?
Yeah.
Wow. Did you have family down there?
No, I didn't have any family there. I went to grad school there.
Oh, yeah.
To Loyola. And then when the hurricane came.
Yeah, that's rough.
I used to live in San Diego, so I decided to move back here.
Oh, that's good. That's
good. Cool. What about yourself?
I've been out here for a couple years, you know, just doing school and stuff. It's working out.
Yeah? What are you going to school for?
I'm doing a radio broadcast and communications.
I'm sure you can tell by the sound of my voice.
You know those awkward pauses? They teach you that in school.
That's right.
Now, see, my problem with this was, did you hear how he could have interacted better? She said she's from New Orleans.
Yeah, right, say something about
hold on,
that.
Right off the bat, well, do you need a warm bed to stay in tonight? I know you guys have lost a lot, and I'm willing.
Okay.
Right off the bat, that's why.
Are you a refugee?
Exactly.
Dumb.
Look at him. Of course he's a refugee.
Well, that's very interesting.
What are you in school for?
I got my master's in criminal justice.
Oh, really? Criminal justice? Wow. That's cool.
Yeah, very interesting.
What do you want to do with that?
I'd be in the back of the bar going, hey, can I get another round of boring?
That's what I'm talking.
Can we move it along there, buddy?
There's so many ways to go with this. You tell her, what can I see for some beads? New Orleans, you have to.
You are such an
idiot.
Have to,
well, no. What I
idiot.
Do, Mike. My, I mean, Mikey.
Mike, if I may, if I may,
let me teach you the way.
Yeah, let me show you.
So dumb.
You're like, I'm what they call.
Let me show you how you get a woman.
I'm what they call a listener. I listen and I respond to my situation.
Is that what they call it?
Is that what they call it?
Yeah.
But I'm a romantic, Eddie. I can't help it. I'm sorry. That's who I am.
But this game isn't about who's funny, who's boring, who's
funny,
entertaining.
I'm serious.
Oh, it's about who gets
the number.
The results.
Who gets the results?
Oh,
let's
was
find
serious.
Out what happens.
Go to law school. Yeah. In the fall.
Big power.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. This is my friend Evelyn.
So what are you girls doing tonight?
We're just hanging out.
Yeah? Do you do anything after here? I mean, it's kind of dead, but, you know.
Sleeping? Yeah, pretty much sleep.
Well, how about I get your number and maybe I'll call you a little later?
Like I said, I was in the hurricane, so I don't really have a house or anything.
Yeah, no, that's cool. And no worries.
Yeah,
don't worry about it.
Sorry.
Well, I'll talk to you.
Don't have a house.
That's why you gotta throw the. I got a nice warm bed. You gotta work with what they give you.
Maybe the worst turn down I've ever
heard. Like there's not such a thing as cell phones, lady.
Holy cow.
Email. Come on.
She might as well have said not no, but hell no.
Yeah.
Oh, that was bad, Bobby Kernels.
All right. Let's see.
Stupid Bobby.
All right, Rob. All right.
Don't be
let's
like
let's listen
that.
To Boston Rob.
I'm called for.
Hey, what's going on, sweetie?
Hey, how's it going?
Let's see that.
I picture him with no pants on walking up to the bar. Hey, what's going on there, sweetie?
Leisure suit.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, whoa. It's usually with, you know, a beer in hand and my toothpick. And
yeah, Ron Burgundy suit on.
I can't afford that.
Hey, sneaking out to grab a couple of drinks here. You want to get out of here? Maybe I'll get your phone number if you can call up a little bit later.
Are you kidding me?
Wow.
Are you kidding me?
She wasn't the most, how do you say, she was ugly.
How rude are you?
I figured I couldn't. No, hold on.
No wonder.
I'm not,
so
I'm
rude.
Honest.
You're so
I'm
no honest. In the game. You're rude.
And I knew.
You're rude and you're mean.
I needed phone numbers. And sometimes you got to go to desperate measures.
Simple.
Bobby Kernels, did you hit on any ugly girls just because you knew it would be an easy number?
Well, no.
Yeah, I don't know about
that.
What was that hesitation?
I don't know that I believe that.
This is the magic of radio.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
All right. You want to hear his next one? This
Bobby?
Is his final one.
Bobby?
Bobby's final one.
So they each have two left, right?
No, this is it.
A couple of...
There's four from Bobby Kernels, and this is the fourth one from Bobby Kernels.
Is there also four from
B-Rob?
No,
I think there's a few more from B-Rob. He's got six.
Because it has to be...
Oh, he's got a lot.
Well, because it has to be even for the scoring.
Yeah, there's nine from Rob.
Oh, he's cheating already, Rob.
What are you talking about?
Oh, wait. Rob, come here. Come here.
That last one?
Yeah, from that, Bobby.
That one, well, I'll explain that before we get to that.
Okay, so there's five from Bobby, yes. Nine from you. Okay, this is not, I don't know, Sky.
Well, we'll only do four from Rob.
It's a handicap.
All right, here's the fourth four. Here's the fourth.
Nice.
Here's the fourth from Bobby Kernels.
I'm actually a consultant. So far, so good.
Yeah.
I just started. I quit my last job a couple weeks ago, and so it's a short vacation, and now I'm back to work. So I like it.
So what are you doing at the bar right now? Are you just hanging out, or?
Playing golf.
Making a casserole.
Well, they have darts and pool.
Yeah.
Thank you. Play snowing sound.
I'm
Bobby.
Just here working on my transmission.
I'm looking for a cure for cancer.
Yeah.
At Moondoggies.
How you doing?
Hi. Are you doing anything later? Or?
Drinking,
right?
Yes. Yeah. That's the plan for tonight.
Well, do you mind if I got some stuff to do right now, but would it be okay if I gave a car a little later?
I guess, but you could just come back here and drink.
Yeah, you're going to be here?
Yep. All right, I'll be here for a while.
Why don't you give me your phone number, and I'll call you in about half hour, maybe?
I don't know if I'm going to be here. We might move on to another bar.
Okay. Well, why don't you just write down for me?
He got it.
Yeah, he got it. He did get it.
Did he get it?
Oh, yeah. He did get it.
See, that was the thing about that one. So she wanted me to come back, but I knew that I needed her number.
Right.
And so I had to, I was like, you okay, here's the paper. The here is, you know, write it down.
Really? And she did
that
it?
Was tough. Yeah.
I got the impression she was not interested.
Here's the thing with Bobby.
I got the impression she wasn't interested. Yeah.
I got the impression all the chicks weren't interested.
All right. Boston Rob. All right.
Here's the crazy thing about Bobby. Have you noticed that? Every girl that he's asked out has had friends around.
Yeah.
That's a tough score, man.
Yeah.
When you go up to a gaggle of gals, that's hard.
Well, my question is, why is he picking girls with friends?
Because, they're usually inclined
to not. Why are you doing that, Bobby Kernels?
It's kind of an easy open. My problem when I go to bars is the initial approach. And so if I kind of have something to talk about, then...
You know, and the weird thing, if I might point this out, I understand what you're saying. But the weird thing is, what is Rob doing finding the injured
Hold on.
That's by herself with no friends?
I single him out.
You the antelope with the hurt leg.
Yes, exactly. The antelope with the hurt leg.
I wouldn't say antelope, more like the elephant with the hurt leg.
In some cases.
If they're estranged from the crowd, you know there's a reason why.
Okay,
so
yeah.
They're lost.
Yeah, figure that out.
Or herpes. Okay, let's Just kidding. Let's hear Boston Rob's fifth attempt.
So do you like Mexican food?
Kind of, it's okay.
I was thinking maybe I could take you out to Taco Bell.
Taco Bell? I don't think so.
Well, how about I get your number and maybe we could, maybe I'll give you a call.
I don't think so, thanks.
That was horrible.
And I had been spitting game for a while. She was a bartender. And then,
because bartenders are real easy to hit on.
Yeah.
Because they don't get that 90 times a night.
Hey.
I wish you could have seen some of the looks on the girls' faces.
Oh, I bet it was like brutal. Taco Bell.
Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah. Hey, let me take you to Taco Bell.
Get your water.
Hey, at least I'm honest up front. She knows what she's going to get if she says yes.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Anything from the dollar menu.
Okay. So who won?
No. Well, we got this one last one.
This one,
Well, do we have one left from both of them?
Yeah, we have one left from Bobby Kernels, but I don't know what it is.
And
it says,
one left from B-Rob.
Yeah, we got nine from B-Rob.
This one last one. I wanted to give Bobby some advice. So I felt he needed, you know, from being, wait, I'm younger than him, so throw that out the window. I wanted to hear him say this line.
Okay.
What?
I'm tutoring him.
You're tutoring him. You wanted him to say this.
So how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Oh, not too bad, you know. Do anything for Halloween tonight?
Oh.
Hanging out.
Yeah?
Having some drink.
What? What?
What does it say on the thing? That this isn't me tutoring him.
It says Bobby gets tutored.
Oh, wow.
This is wrong? I shouldn't be playing this?
This is actually one of his. Keep playing it. This is one of his things.
This is not you tutoring him?
No.
Okay.
Yeah? You're not going to dress up or anything? Or? Oh, you are? Oh, I didn't even.
Now that's pretty brutal.
She was wearing a jacket.
Yeah, you're not going to dress up. Well, I am dressed. Oh, I thought you were a witch. I'm sorry. Oh, I didn't realize.
I apologize. That's my fault. Yeah. So are you going to be doing anything later tonight? Or?
Probably just hanging out here.
Yeah, do you mind if I mean, would it be possible if I got your number at all? Or?
Sure.
Yeah?
I don't see this deal with you tutoring.
Yeah, I think...
I don't know what happened, Mike.
I don't know.
Must not be on there.
I swore I put it in, but... I'm an idiot.
I don't really remember, Mike.
Honestly, I don't even know what I'm talking about. I've never used that machine before in my life.
I'm going to be honest with you, Mike. I don't remember ever recording any of that.
I don't know how that stuff got on that machine in the first place.
Hey, Mike, how'd I get here?
If we're being completely honest.
All right, you want to hear one last one from Rob or no?
Yep.
Yeah.
So do you like Mexican food?
Kind of.
Same line, different girl. Is that correct, Rob?
No.
Well, then why are you
playing
nine?
The same one?
No, I'm playing a different one.
Really?
There's
idiot.
Nine cuts from you.
Are you the dumbest person on the planet?
Look at him in there with that stupid head. and I can't... You are...
Are you sure you're playing the same one?
There's
you?
Nine.
All right, let's skip to the next one.
You're effing idiots.
You're so stupid.
All right, let me skip to the next one.
Oh my God. Hey, it's cooking good looking.
Okay.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
It isn't an good looking what you got cooking.
And listen how drunk he sounds.
Oh, cooking what you got cooking.
What? Clicking, good cooking.
Hey, clicking, look, cooking.
Who's clucking my chicken?
Hey.
Cooking, good looking.
Wait, one more time. Listen to guy with cold out asking question.
Hey, he's cooking, good looking.
Oh my God. We gotta isolate that.
Absolutely.
Oh my God.
I could listen to that all day long.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Hey, he's cooking good looking. Can I get it?
Are you falling up?
This chicken. This is cooking good looking. Do you want a beer? Do you want a beer? I said you.
Hey, he's cooking good looking. Can I get it? Your phone number? That's silence.
She just didn't say anything?
No, she just stared at me like she was getting, you know.
You're awful.
Bro, man, what do you mean awful?
I mean this.
Hey, he's cooking good looking. Hey, I'm entertaining. I go out at night.
And that's what you hear.
Where'd you go to school? Oh, what are you doing? Oh,
it sounds like it worked.
You know what was funny? It was.
Yeah, but he's lying to them. You don't care.
You're not lying.
I really want to know what's cooking.
I'm not lying when I say I'll take you to Taco Bell.
I smelled something from across the room. I want to know what's cooking.
It's just good looking, and I want to know what's actually cooking.
Hey, it's cooking good looking.
No lie.
Yeah.
No lie. Sure, I was highly intoxicated when I said it. I was cooking good looking.
Hey, he's cooking good looking.
Cooking good looking.
I mean, how do they not just take their clothes off?
Yeah.
So who wins?
Oh, my God. All right. Bobby Kernels. got one no and four yeses. Boston Rob got three no's and two yeses. Bobby Kernels is the clear winner.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Nice guys finish first.
That's awesome. How about so glad. That?
I hit on extremely hot women. They were all hot.
That's a lie.
They were all extremely hot.
Please. You know what the funniest thing was?
Of Maxim caliber.
Shut up.
Is it like off the tape?
Hey, it's cooking good looking.
At least two or three of the girls in a course of a night, he would throw a line at, and they would just look at him, and then they would say, "You don't remember me, do you?"
No. Oh. You're kidding me.
And I would continue to say, "No, I don't."
Nope.
How am I supposed to remember you?
Yeah. You just look like every other fat broad I've ever seen.
Now, let me see the back of your head and put your hair down.
All right, you idiot. Shut up.
Hey.
I'm trying to remember.
Oh, my God.
Hey, it's cooking good looking.
Brutal. Every girl's nightmare.
Yes.
Girls don't wake up in the middle of the night hearing that.
Hey, it's cooking good looking.
Imagine that, ladies.
Oh,
must be the height of demoralization.
Yeah, that or
waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning, rolling over and hearing,
"Hey, it's cooking good looking."
Fantastic, Mikey show. Hello.
Hey, you guys should actually call the numbers that they got and see if any of them were really real.
That's the thing.
Great call.
That's the truth. Hey, at least they got them. At least Bobby Kernels was able to get the girls to say okay. Even if they weren't real numbers, listen, I guarantee you Rob didn't get one real number.
Oh, of course not.
I'll find out this weekend.
Sure, one or two of them were the rejection line, too.
I give that out, sweetie. I don't get that.
What's cooking good looking?
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, it's cooking good looking. Are your phone number?
Mikey show.
Yeah, I just want to tell you, tell Sean that the average person in their sleep eats 8 spiders.
How about that, Sean?
What's cooking, Sean?
Cooking good looking.
Mikey show. Hello.
Oh, funny. Oh.
Sean just mouthed a dirty word. He so irritates him so much. Mikey show.
Hi, this is P1J.
Go ahead, Jay.
I'm listening to you guys over the internet, so you have to excuse the 5-minute delay.
Yeah, where are you?
Oceanside.
Okay. They just won't let you have a radio at work?
Yeah, I do have a radio.
Okay. Okay.
You just rather have a 5-minute delay.
Yeah. I have a radio, but I prefer 5 minutes of delay.
I'm recording the entire 28-hour show.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, Rob wants to ask you a question.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, it's cooking good looking.
Yeah, I didn't even get that. Okay. But I was just going to say the numbers that B-Rob and Bobby Kernels get, they may not always be right.
Yeah, somebody just said that.
Somebody's
yeah.
got a delay.
Yeah. Hey, why don't you tune into 105.3?
Yeah, cooking.
I'll do that.
Thank you.
Hey, it's cooking good looking.
One of my new favorite drops.
That was awesome.
Born right here on the 28-hour show.
The Mikey Show 28-hour marathon is brought to you by KSWB Channel 569. Tune in Thursday night for Smallville at 8 o'clock. The official home of the Mikey Show 28-hour marathon is
KIOZ, San Diego's Rock.
Rock 105.3.
The following takes place between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m.
I'm putting in one of these Halls Defense Vitamin C Echinacea and Zinc supplemental drops.
Can I have one?
Hey, guys.
Can I have one?
Yeah.
Hey,
come
guys.
In there, you guys.
Yeah.
You've only, got 20, only 24 hours to go.
Mm-hmm. Shut up!
Okay. What did I do?
Come in here, Rizzle.
Yeah, be Rizzle.
Man.
Come get some of that.
Mm. I yelled at
him. Mm-hmm. Yeah, check and see who that is on the phone. I just got an email from Shauna.
Shauna!
I got a thing from... Zinc ruins your taste buds, Bobby Kernel says.
What does he know?
He is a fountain
Come in
knowledge.
Here, Kernel.
Fountain of misinformation.
That's not true.
I don't believe that that's true, that it ruins my taste buds.
Like permanently or temporarily?
What does he know about that?
I think he makes half that stuff up.
I don't think he does at all.
Kernels, go sit down. Right there.
Come on, Kernels. Tell us
where do you know that zinc... does anything to your taste buds?
Because I have a bunch of friends that are chefs up in Northern California.
Ah, yes, and they work in the chef profession, so they're obviously.
So I come up there, and I used to swear by zinc. It used to get me out of every single cold, like no problem. Mm-hmm. And I went up there, and they were like, "No way, dude! It ruins your taste buds," because they all do like Napa Valley, wine. Like wine tasting and stuff.
Uh huh.
And they said never do it; ruins your taste buds.
Permanently or temporarily?
Permanently, I'm pretty sure.
Pretty sure. I'm Bobby. I'm smart.
Sean is saying, let's get Sean on the phone. She's saying that Radio and Records magazine wants a quote.
Uh-oh.
Can she come down here? I want to see her.
I bet you do.
I definitely do.
Let's see.
I want to make her friggin' day right now.
This email from Radio and Records says, he's doing it again. Nice. Hope he has his 8-gallon travel coffee mug handy. Any comment for Street Talk about Mikey and his marathon? Does Mikey want to comment for me? Yeah, I'll make a comment.
Uh-oh.
Yes. Make it good.
The radio... Here's my quote.
Oh, F.
Here's my quote. The radio industry is easily one of the more boring industries in the universe.
Yeah! Universe.
He's right.
If we can somehow help help me with this thought, Eddie. The radio industry is easily one of the more boring industries in the universe. If we can somehow help
the landscape
by staying up and being entertaining for 28 straight hours. So be it. How do you like that?
The world will be a better place.
The world will.
You're welcome.
I like it. Okay. I like it. All right, let's send that to her. So that's going to come out in Radio and Records magazine.
Awesome.
All right. Another email. Okay. What is Sean doing? Does anybody know what Sean's doing?
I'm sorry.
Sean, what are you doing? I'm going to eat another one of these drops. Where is Shauna coming down here? Are we trying to get a hold of her?
No, we're dealing with our UFC...
Oh, yeah, we're going to have these Ultimate Fighting Championship guys on. Okay, one thing I missed...
We have one more waiting on the other one.
...was the Do You Sound Hot thing for the guys. Should we do that now or wait?
No, because we're going to do this interview.
Okay, cool. You're going to hear all the stuff that we would normally be saying off the air.
Rich Franklin is on line 6. We're waiting for Matt Hughes to call in.
Can I talk to Rich?
You can talk to Rich right now.
Line 6?
Yeah.
Is this Rich Franklin?
Yes, it is.
Rich, how are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing today?
I'm good. We're waiting for Matt Hughes... Franklin is the middleweight champion, and Matt Hughes is the welterweight champion.
That is correct.
Because I don't understand, where is welterweight, above or below middleweight as far as how much you weigh?
Below middleweight. He fights in 170-pound class up to 185, or 184.9, and then my weight class begins at 185,
yeah.
And it goes up to 205.
Oh, wow. Now, if you've ever seen these guys fight before...
You know what? I apologize. I was wrong about that. His weight class stops at 170. My weight class stops at 185.
Okay. Okay. So you can fight guys that are pretty big and burly.
Well, see, the thing is, myself, I walk around at about 200, between 205 and 210 pounds. And then I cut about 20 pounds to make weight because the weigh-ins are the day before the fight.
Right.
And Matt basically does the same thing, too. So most of the guys that fight, say, in my weight class at 185 pounds really are walking around normally weighing about 200, 205 pounds.
Do you think that this is going to, that this, what you do for a living, will have any lasting effects on your body?
Oh, I know it will. I know that when I'm older, training injuries that I've had, my, you know, from punching people, my hands are going to be more brittle than they would be if I hadn't, you know, punched people in the head. That's just, that's all part of the game. Any full contact sport or non-full contact sport you do for that matter, you take soccer, for example, I bet soccer players in their 50s and 60s, a ton of them have knee problems and ankle problems from doing all that running, and that's just, that's the life of the athlete. Joints take more wear and tear.
I'm talking to Rich Franklin, middleweight champion, UFC, and by the way, Matt Hughes, who's going to be joining us in a minute, both these guys are trainers for the UFC Spike TV show, Ultimate Fighter. And, Rich, you know, like, one of the things that I love about my job is that I can genuinely describe this job as being fun.
Mm-hmm.
What are the fun parts of your job?
I'd say the funnest part of my job is after you win and your hand gets put in the air. That's probably the best part. You know, in the 6 weeks prior to my fight, that I'm training heavily for the fight is just pure hell. It's no fun at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I approach my training as a job. It's very systematic, and I don't skip days. And they're like, somebody quoted me one time as saying that my training sessions are so difficult that I think about quitting fighting several times a week. And that's what life is like for me on a daily basis. But after the fight, when you've won, It's worth every ounce of energy that you put into it.
Walk me through one of your hardest training days.
Sometimes I'll have a double session. I'd say normally, now this day is switched around a little bit, but Wednesdays are my hardest training days. I get up and I meet my strength and conditioning coach at 10 in the morning, and then he runs us through a total body workout from 10 to 11 where we're doing supersets on every body part that we're doing without rest and until you're completely fatigued. You feel like you can't hardly even walk out of the gym. And I get about 2 hours of rest, and then I go from there, I'll go straight to my boxing coach, in which case I'm generally sparring for a half hour, 45 minutes before I actually do about a 45 minute to an hour private with my actual boxing coach. And that's the most draining day for me because both of those coaches get a hold of me and they're just relentless.
What do you eat when you can eat whatever you want?
Well, exactly what you just said, whatever I want. I get, now my diet's very strict, and nutrition is a big part of my game, but you know, one day a week I get to eat whatever I want, and I really do. I'll eat pizza and hamburgers from fast food places and stuff like that, and I let myself go. And I don't gorge myself because I end up feeling sick the next day since my body is used to running on clean fuel all week, but... I'm especially sensitive to sweets. I definitely have a horrible sweet tooth.
What day is the week that you do that?
It varies. It's usually a weekend day because I like doing it with friends. I'm hanging out with friends.
When did you do it this? Did you do it this last weekend?
I did it on Friday.
What'd you have?
What did I have? We went to a local pizza place that's owned by a family here in Cincinnati and had pizza and steak hoagies. And then I left and went to the mall and had a Cinnabon. Mm. And
love those.
And that's the only day that you could do it. Then Saturday, what are you back to?
I measure out all my food, and right now I do 7.5 ounces of a lean meat, chicken or lean ground beef or something of that nature. I do 7 ounces of a fibrous vegetable like broccoli and half a cup of oatmeal. That's a typical meal for me.
And don't forget the Zions.
Yeah, well... The supplements are on the side.
What is that, Eddie?
Those supplements. They sponsor, like, all these fighters.
And what is Zions?
Zions is a supplement company, and they make a line of supplements. They don't make any protein powders or anything like that yet, so I don't use it for my meal replacements. But their big product on the market right now is NOX-CG3. It's a combination between... glutamine, creatine, and a nitrogen that a lot of the fighters take for endurance.
Holy cow, this stuff sounds so complicated. We got a lot of people calling and want to ask you questions. Rich, P1 Vandal's on the line. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Go ahead. What'd you want to ask Rich?
Hey, Rich. I really want to ask Matt Hughes the same question, but have you ever thought about a fight with Vanderlei or BJ Penn?
I've never really thought about a fight with BJ Penn because prior to recently when he fought Lyoto Machida and was moving up in the weight classes, he'd always been in a lower weight class. So I had never much given thought to that. But
any up with there with you now, though, with the weight?
I definitely wouldn't be opposed to it. He'd be a challenge, and that's for sure. BJ's a great fighter. But in the past, I've always thought about fights with Wanderlei Silva and stuff like that. I view him as one of the top competitors.
I think that would be a great matchup between you two.
Yeah, it would be a great matchup because somebody's going to end up getting hurt in that fight.
Oh, yeah.
How about that? All right, thank you for the call. P1 Paul, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
What did you want to ask?
Hey, Rich, I wanted to ask, I missed the last round of the fight last night for the heavyweights for you guys on Saturday, the Ultimate Fighter, you know?
Yep.
And I want to know who's fighting Rashad.
Brad is. He beat Seth last night. He ended up in the last round taking Seth down and just stayed on top of him and stayed busy enough that John McCarthy didn't stand him back up and outscored him in that round.
Right on.
All right, man. Thanks.
Thanks.
This has got to be the toughest line. I mean, I've seen all these different shows that say, you know, all these different things are very difficult to do. These guys that go out on the open seas and are fishing for crab, and these guys that work in coal mines. Are you kidding? Being a UFC fighter seems like the toughest job in the world.
You know, my job is tough, but don't get me wrong. I definitely wouldn't trade my job to be stuck out at sea for 6 months out of a year or to be stuck in some coal mine shaft for a good portion of the day not seeing daylight. That, to me, would be way too depressing. So I'll take getting punched in the head occasionally anytime.
We're talking to Rich Franklin, middleweight champion. He is going to be a trainer for the UFC Spike TV show. He is a trainer for the UFC Spike TV show Ultimate Fighter. Eddie?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a huge UFC fan, huge fan of the Ultimate Fighter. And I watched last season, and I'm watching this season, Rich, and you got to talk to me a little bit about this. Why do the guys this season seem not as willing to go for it in their fights? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, you know, I don't really know. The season started off that way, and we've just had, you know, we started with two or three lackluster fights, and then we had a couple good fights in a row, and then, I mean, we've had a few good fights, but there have been a good bulk of the fights that have just been guys that could have capitalized and finished, and they didn't. And I don't know what the reason for that is. I don't know if they're getting too close in the house and they're developing friendships, or if these guys just aren't hungry enough yet, or what the deal is.
Is it?
You can see that difference.
Is it harder, Rich, to fight somebody you have a friendship with, or at least know real well, than somebody that you really dislike? What's harder?
Let me just say this. For me personally, it's much more difficult to fight a friend. Now, if I'm either fighting somebody I dislike or fighting somebody that I don't know, it doesn't matter one way or the other to me, because this is my job and that's what I do for a living. So when I go in the ring, I get paid to fight people. And
let me ask you this. Do you get a lot of people that will come up to you on the street or anything like that, and, you know, because of what you do, they think they could take you on?
No, not really. And most of the people out there that know what the UFC is, they're very respectful, like the fans or the quasi fans. They just respect what you do. And the people that don't know much about it, that have, you know, seen one or two of them, they just think you're crazy.
Right.
So most people, I don't have a problem. Plus, I don't walk around with a chip on my shoulder very much.
And, I got you.
I'm easy to get along with.
P1 Tim, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
I just wanted to tell this f***ing loser that I could kick his ass any day, dude.
You could beat Rich Franklin.
Any day, man. You're nothing, bro. You're nothing.
Rich, do you get this a lot? Like, this guy's calling us. He says he could take you.
I meet stupid people every day.
Yeah.
Oh, stupid people, really? Yeah, it's going to be real freaking stupid when I beat your little ass, isn't it?
Now, Rich, this guy obviously thinks that he could take you on. I mean, you got to hear this in places at times, right?
You're a poser, bro.
Yeah. Wait a second.
He's a champion.
Now, wait a second. P1 Tim, he's a champion. You got to realize, Tim, like, this guy could probably break every bone in your body, P1 Tim.
I don't think so. Somehow I see it like this. Me getting in the ring, breaking him in half, feeding him back to his family, and me walking home with the money. How's that?
How do you respond, Rich?
Let me catch my breath from laughing. First of all,
This P1, Tim, what are his credentials? Where has he fought before?
Yeah, Tim, where have you fought?
My credentials are beating your ass, dude.
exactly.
All right, thank you, P1 Tim. Obviously a big fan.
Yeah. Huge fan.
Sorry about that, Rich.
Don't worry about it. That stuff doesn't bother me. Really. I have more important things to worry about in life than some caller.
This is the weird dynamic, is that Rich is, he seems like the nicest guy in UFC. He was a school teacher.
What?
And he's a fighter now. Like, it doesn't, it's
what
weird.
Did you teach, Rich?
I used to be a high school math teacher.
Which is actually rougher than the UFC.
Oh, definitely. I'm getting fights every day.
Holy cow.
Oh, actually, I taught at a very good school here in Cincinnati is the West Side suburban school. And, you know, the school district was supportive. They were supportive of me leaving. All the kids, they loved what I did. I'd never had a parent complain about me introducing violence in the classroom, and I talked about it openly, and it was a great experience. So I who knows, maybe one day I'll go back to teaching, maybe not, I don't know.
P1 Sick Nick.
Hey, it's 2 with Sick Nick.
Yeah.
Rich, I just want to know who you got for Saturday's fight with Joe and Luke.
You know what, actually, I think I'm going to have to go with Joe on that one if I was a betting man. And
really?
The reason why is I don't think Luke is going to be able to stop him from taking him down. If he can, there's no question in my mind that Luke will knock him out, but I don't think it's possible.
There you go. UFC 56, both guys are going to be defending their titles. And by both guys, I mean Matt Hughes and Rich Franklin. November 19th, pay-per-view. Ultimate Fighter 2 finale is this Saturday night on Spike TV. And, hey, listen, man, it's good talking to you.
I had a good time, man, and even though Tim called in, I tell you what, that was the best time I had all day. I can drive around the rest of the day with a smile on my face because of him.
There you go.
I just have one real quick question.
Go ahead.
Rich, would you ever go up to welterweight and fight Chuck Liddell?
Oh.
Oh, you mean light heavyweight.
Or light heavyweight, I'm sorry.
You know what? I get asked this all the time, and I get asked that because originally I was a light heavyweight fighter,
right,
and I dropped down to 185.
Yeah, you beat Ken Shamrock at that weight, right?
That was after I dropped down, and then I moved back up to fight him and dropped back down again. And I'm definitely not opposed to the idea. Chuck's a good, you know, friend of mine, and I like him and everything. But right now, I'm contracted in my weight class. I'm going to finish out my contract here in this weight class. And before I become too hasty and try to dominate two weight classes, I think I need to at least defend my title a few times in the one that I own.
There you go.